And thanks for stopping by. This year we'd like to do something a little bit different as we start to wind up our 2021. A lot of us are looking back over the year and we're reminding ourselves of the things that we either didn't get a chance to accomplish, or unfortunately the things that we regret, or those that we are missing at our holiday tables this year. In business, as in life, there are many times that you're going to find setbacks. How you deal with them much determines how well you will come out of them. I said many, many years ago that how you start, or the way you start something, is generally the way that something will work or not work, or you'll end up. Starting things that are beyond your capability or abilities or financial resources without having adequate knowledge of how to accomplish and satisfy those things is perhaps one of the biggest reasons that newly emerging businesses do not succeed, or they don't get to where they're going. Big business has the staff, the talent, and the resources to be able to overcome many things, but small business owners and operators on the what we call the grassroots level wear many hats, and all too often when one of those hats gets taken away, it becomes more and more difficult to achieve success. And you have to prepare for these things. Unfortunately, again, with small businesses and emerging businesses, it's not always within the capability of a business owner to reach out for the things that are needed and necessary to succeed with that business on the immediate need level. But there are programs out there and things that you can do. One of the biggest dangers that small businesses face as they're growing is the ability to try to reach for too much too soon. A lot of newly formed business owners do so as a part-time or a second income, if you would say. And their goal is to build that business up to the point where they feel they have enough resources, knowledge, and experience behind them to go ahead and venture into the field full time. Today, of course, one of the things that is different than it was when we started well over 50 years ago is the internet, that you don't necessarily have to have a brick and mortar business, as it said, that you can establish the same thing as long as you clarify your identity and show your passion for what you want to do. People know the difference between those who are venturing into something half vastly and those who are really truly committed to what they set out to do. That's how you grow and how you network. But we've got off our track a little bit. Again, this year we want to take a look back and see the things that we've missed and the opportunities that maybe we thought we had that we maybe didn't pay attention to because of everything that was going on in our country. COVID-19 has become a very bad word for a whole lot of people, and it's hurt tremendously. Unfortunately, some businesses will never recover, and unfortunately, some individuals will suffer greatly for it. One of the things you can do to make up for some of the things that you may have wished you did is to take a little bit of time and see what you can do to reach out into your community to make a difference. One of the things that many big businesses do is try to work on their image. You can only pay so much money to cover up things you should have done that you didn't do. But as a new business, as an emerging business, to be able to reach out into your community to make a difference, that will make a difference in years to come. You never know what you reap as benefits. When you set out to help others, you're also helping yourself. So reach out. Find ways to reach out. Find ways to get your name out there as a business that cares. Start that now, even before you may want to start a business. Get yourself known. Get your face out there. People will see who you are and what you're all about. That, ladies and gentlemen, does make a difference. Sometimes we talk around in circles and sometimes we don't. But I can tell you firsthand, when you make a difference in someone's life, they smile. And that smile is all the reward some of us need. Businesses make a lot of people smile in a lot of different ways. But one sure way is to reach out and help others. So this year, this holiday season, starting with Thanksgiving, think about it. Think what you can do to make a difference. Think what you can do if you care. We want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to us. We want to thank all of you for remembering who we are, and we want to thank you for everything that you've done this past year and beyond. So have a good Thanksgiving, and if we miss you, have a happy holiday. Whatever holidays you celebrate, enjoy it and be safe. And again, thank you very much for this time. Bye now.